Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Raw, a.k.a. The Learning Center, where we are going to wrap up our week's message on women and excellence, women of excellence. That has been our topic this week, and that is going to be our topic to close out tonight, women of excellence. So thank you all for being here on The Learning Center. We're going to go ahead and welcome in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Ms. Candy.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I am doing wonderful as well, sir.
Good deal, good deal. Well, I definitely welcome everybody as we go ahead, and y'all know how we do it on Monday night. We have some questions, some emails, and things like that, and we're going to kick it off with prayer. So, Ms. Candy, if you don't mind, please.
Father God, we thank you for bringing us together tonight in your name. Lord, we thank you in advance for the word that you've prepared for tonight. Lord, we pray over each and every person on the call tonight, each and every person who speaks, Lord. Let the word that comes out of each of our mouths be pleasing in your sight, Lord. Not our understanding, Lord, but give us what you would have us say over your people tonight, Lord. And we pray for each and every listener to be able to receive the message that you've prepared for each of us individually, Lord. Lord, we thank you in advance for all that is going to be shared here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, Ms. Candy, what I would like to do first, I know we normally come with Mr. DJ, but what I want to do from a woman's perspective, you know, just kind of surmise or give us a summary of what you've taken away thus far with the Women of Excellence topic.
Well, for this week, I would say if I were going to give a summary, I would go back and think about how we talked about the keys to excellence, as well as the way that we framed it last night. With the keys to excellence, that's when we were talking about how a woman is to be a woman of excellence, and it's to first and foremost define excellence. Identify people who are excellent and make sure that those people are people that are in and through her life, excuse me, continuously evaluating herself and making sure that it's that constantly making sure that you're lining up with God and not just, you know, saying, okay, I have it all together right now, but making sure that you keep it all together, always examining yourself. And then also from last night, just talking about the difference between positivity and negativity and making sure that those two things are always prevalent in your life and that you understand that positivity is anything that enhances, promotes, or uplifts the spirit, and negativity is anything that enhances, promotes, or uplifts the flesh. So I believe those two things are very key, especially when we are continuously evaluating and examining ourselves and making sure the people who we identify with, the people who are in our circle, are also people of excellence, because we can say that, but we can use positivity and negativity as a marker for that and making sure that we are making sure that we're making those relationships with people who are going to lift us up in the spirit and not just always do things that gratify us in the flesh.
Good deal. Well, thank you for sharing that, and I hope that some things that were said this past week was taken away, and really there's something that we can manifest in our lives, people. I think as, you know, especially for women, it's very important because God created you to be a great source of blessings, you know, a transition piece from people's the older state to a better state of life. And women have, man, y'all have some things with y'all that nobody else can demonstrate. And excellence, although we all can demonstrate it, when you see a woman of excellence, that's like, you know, platinum. It's rare. And what I mean by rare, that's not saying that, you know, women, you know, it's rare to see a woman of excellence. In the spiritual sense, it's rare to see a real Christian. Well, I'm talking about someone who's deeply rooted in God. Okay? I know that term, Ms. Candy, it may have some people puzzled or even offended even. But can I remind y'all what this Bible says? The Bible says that the righteous shall barely make it in.
Yes, sir.
He said that the road to heaven is broad. Many will travel it. The road to hell is broad. Many will travel it. The road to heaven is narrow. Few will find it. That means true Christianity is rare. Also, women of excellence, according to God's level of excellence, is rare, much like it would be men of excellence is rare, according to God's level of excellence.
Yes, sir.
The thing, when we are set apart, women, when you set apart, you are that rare commodity.
Mm-hmm.
It's you. That's what the definition of holy means, to be set apart. Okay? Peculiar. Because you're excellent. All right? So with that being said, y'all know how we do it. We have Mr. DJ. Is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself, Mr. DJ?
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad you gave that woman's perspective, because I was contemplating on what to say, but then there are some things I think that are just best said if you're talking about women, empowering women for a female to say.
I totally agree. I totally agree. So, you ready to go, Mr. DJ? You ready to go on tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes,
all righty. Well,
yes,
a woman who you're very familiar with, and I believe that she operates in excellency, Miss Tiana Simmons, you know her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, she want to get in on this topic and chime away at it and chisel so we can really get it down, you know, how we do on Monday Night Raw. So, Miss Tiana, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening, everyone. How you doing?
You're doing wonderful. Right. What about yourself?
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to interrupt the flow. I'm going to let you two get at it. We're going to start with some email questions. And the first one first, we're going to start from Miss Candy's, and we're going to go on down the line. So, Miss Candy, I'm going to start with you first. Y'all, this is SMB Monday Night Raw. Miss Tiana, you're going to answer the first question, then followed by Mr. DJ. Miss Candy?
Okay. The question says, I recently proposed to my long-term boyfriend, and he said yes. Afterward, my friends told me I was out of order as a woman. Are their opinions valid?
Great question. So we as women are to be, I'm trying to find the right words here. We as women are to, should be waiting for that man to choose us. And in choosing us, he's the one who is to take that action to actually propose and move things along. It is not our place to actually issue that proposal. So from your friend's perspective, yes, should have waited on him to do the job because that's his role.
Hmm. All right. Mr. DJ, what you got to say?
My eyebrows are raised. I like that. Well, first of all, the key word was long-time boyfriend. So apparently he was taking too long in the first place. I would have had some godly man or somebody to talk to him. To let him know, hey, man, you know, when y'all going to do this? Or I would have come to it. See, it's hard for me to put myself in the place of a female, but I would have spoken with him about marriage and very astutely encouraged him to ask me to marry him. I would have let him know we're more than ready, you know, all of this good stuff, because apparently if she was able to just ask him and he said yes, then, I mean, he should have been feeling that type of way in the first place. And he should have did his manly thing, you know. But that's just the opinion of a man that's talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, Janet Jackson asked me to marry her, bro. I'm not going to say no. I'm just saying, you know, you know, sometimes that love of your life is there, and we can be scatterbrained sometimes. I don't know. You know, it's taking a long time, but gee whiz, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, now. Now, if you said Lisa Ray, I'd have been like out of high fives.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, now you hold on. Not yes, it was you. You can't say you said Janet. Lisa Ray, I'm an
veteran.
Let me go here, y'all.
Yep.
Just for the women tonight, all right? Miss Tiana, did you want to come back with that one?
I don't disagree with Mr. DJ. I mean, you're in a relationship, and in a relationship, you should absolutely be having the conversations of where you are in that relationship long term. You know what? I know folks who've been engaged, been together 10 plus years, and when the time was right, it was right, and that gentleman is the one who came forward. Because he has to be ready for God to move him to have that, to make that proposal. He doesn't need a push from his woman either, but she should be able to clearly have that conversation. Where are we? And be open to that conversation. Now, also know the risk in that conversation. Where are we? Well, truth is gonna come out, and good. Let's be honest with one another, and so we both can move forward in our lives. But he ultimately should be taking the lead from God on when to actually propose to that woman.
Now, Miss Tiana, you may disagree with me, but I strongly feel that the way you start off that marriage, that's the way that you're going to end it. If you build a solid foundation, then you'll remain solid. And if you start off where the woman is basically doing the pushing or the leading, persuasive to have him, to have her propose to him, then he's going to have some issues later. And that's the only thing I'm saying. You can't expect for this woman to follow you, so to speak, and then, you know, she's the one that's actually leading. Pretty soon, I'm just saying that's gonna cause problems later. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. The woman, she should.
Oh, okay.
There's no place. I've never said she should be proposing. That I did not say. She should not be the one proposing, at all.
Yeah.
Mr. Carr?
I'm still here.
Okay.
I think that may be him. I guess that's him. That's definitely not me.
All right. No problem.
Well, yeah, we do have another caller that we're going to go ahead and take their question.
Okay.
Sounds great, Ms. Candy.
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, good evening. The question is, as a Christian, if I am prospering in certain areas of my life, yet struggling to excel in other areas that God has led me to walk in, does that suggest I'm not a woman of excellence?
I will go ahead and say no. That does not suggest that, because for one, being a woman of excellence, you have to do according to God's plan. If he wants you to walk, then that just means it's time for you to simply walk. I mean, you can't hurry God if that's his plan. So, no, that does not mean that you're not a woman of excellence. That means you're being obedient. And actually, if you're being obedient, that's what makes you a woman of excellence.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ms. Tiana.
Yeah, so as we all have a destiny in which we're supposed to accomplish, we're given a God-driven purpose which we're supposed to go towards. So if there are areas that we're prospering, those are the things that God has already given us so that we can learn from. So the things that you're not excelling in are areas in which, as Mr. DJ just said, you got to walk in. Those are areas in which God is grounding you to give you, to grow in, to give you experiences and to learn from so that you can get into that next step. He's only going to give us so much. As scripture tells us, he's not going to give us more than we can handle. He's only going to give us so much to obtain what our final purpose is. So if you're not excelling in a certain area, that's okay. That's where you need to be working in this moment and in this time, and hopefully using the tools of the areas in which you're prospering in to drive home those areas that you're not excelling in. It's not that you're not a woman of excellence. It's that you are growing and hopefully growing in the direction in God, in which God is directing you.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good deal, good deal. I hope that helped with that question.
Yes, sir.
All righty, good deal. Thank you. Let's get to the next email question. I'm going to start with you, Ms. Tiana. Okay? This is a pretty good one. It says, please explain how you can be excellent as a woman of God, yet faltering as a natural woman in the world.
That's an interesting question, because what happens in the spiritual also happens in the natural. So something does not seem to be lining up. The things of the natural, if you are, say that again, not excelling in the natural, you're
okay.
Excelling things in the spiritual. Repeat that for me. Sorry.
It says, please explain how you can be as a woman of God, yet faltering as a natural woman in the world.
Oh, faltering as a natural woman in the world. Mm. Okay, let's go back. So if you are doing well as a spiritual woman, then fabulous. You are fulfilling on the things God has called you to do, and you're being obedient to Him. But if you're faltering in the natural things of the world, fabulous. Because we're to be in the world but not of it. So if you're faltering in natural things, that may mean that these are things that you're not supposed to be doing, especially if you're fulfilling on the things that God has called you to do. I'm trying to think of a natural thing as an example of a natural thing in the world to be faltering at, what you're not. You're not going out and clubbing. You're not, drinking. You're not having promiscuous sex. Okay, yeah, those are the things that you're not supposed to be doing. So if you're faltering in what the world is saying, the things that you should be doing, then you're probably doing the right thing in God.
Okay, Mr. DJ?
There are some examples of this. And one is if you are a woman of excellence, let's just say you're doing what you're supposed to do. Your relationship with God is awesome. You know, you're a devoted Christian, and you do those things that godly women are supposed to do. You get into a relationship, and this could even be your husband. You know, everything is fine, and then all of a sudden, he does something stupid. And for whatever reason, you divorce. Okay, and you all have a child. Now you're bitter at him. You don't even want him to see the child. To me, that's an example of being a woman of excellence. But then when it comes to worldly stuff, i.e. your attitude, jealousy, you know, those kinds of things. Or you throw up in your man's face. You know what? I make more money than you. I can get another one of you. You're a godly woman, but then you start, you know, turning to, like you said, the conformities of the world and doing those things that are of the world, of a more materialistic, ego-stricken kind of thing, you know. So that's an example of it right there.
All right. Good deal. Miss Candy, you want to add something to that? Let me repeat the question. Please explain how you can be excellent as a woman of God, yet faltering as a natural woman in the world.
I would agree with both of them, because the things that we're supposed to do as women of God are not going to be pleasing to someone who's living after what the world says. And it can be like with the relationship, it can be even with your job. Say if you are in a position to where you are, I'll say you are a boss or whatever, the way that the world wants you to handle things is often in conflict with what God would have you do. For example, you might be in a position where you're supposed to do shady deals, or you're supposed to withhold information or money from the people within the company because it's going to ultimately affect the bottom line. Well, that's not what you should be doing as a woman of God. You wouldn't be operating as a woman of God in excellence if you were doing those things. But in the world system, that's how you get ahead. So you can be that woman of excellence in God and not be excelling in the world system very easily.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's what it is. All right. Let's get to the next one. So do we have any callers with their hands up?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, yes. My question is, can we be women of excellence if we don't demonstrate it?
I'm going to start with you first, Mr. DJ.
Repeat that one more time. You said, can we?
Yes. Can we be women of excellence if we don't demonstrate it?
I don't think that's possible. The Bible says, so shall a man thinketh, that's what he is. I'm paraphrasing. You can't fake that. You know, we talked about that last week about fake it till you make it. You can't do that. And then, too, it depends on the definition of show. In my book, as a Christian, you don't have to be flamboyant. You know, your actions are going to speak louder than your words. So if you are a woman of God, it's going to show, just as well as if you're not, it's going to show.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's possible.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ms. Tiana?
I definitely agree. We say, but in the world, what action speaks louder than words. Our words are our strength, right? As a man thinketh, so is he, as Mr. DJ just said. And if you are a woman of excellence, the things that come out of your mouth through your attitude, your demeanor, the way you speak to others, the way you handle situations that come to you, the way you present yourself, those are what the world sees. And if it's not visual, not that it has to be, but if it's not so, then you're not representing God. We're told to be Christ-like. Christ didn't go around boasting who he was, but all of his actions represented who he was in everything that he did. So as a woman of excellence, that is exactly what we are to emulate and be present in that calling.
Mm-hmm. Let me say something. You said Christ, it was shown through what he did. You got to be very careful even when we talk about women of excellence, because what we do is a byproduct of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it twisted, people. Because a lot of times what people will do is do an excellent thing and say, that's what I am. Consistency will reveal. I'm talking about consistency through trial and error. I'm talking about when God tests you continually.
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat that question, please, one more time?
Yes, I can. Can we be women of excellence if we don't demonstrate it?
My question now, I want everybody to get out their spiritual high horse and let's talk natural for a second, okay? Let's talk natural, because we give the politically correct answers, Mr. DJ, Ms. Tiana. We give the politically correct answer, and that sound good, but let's really reach deep down and be honest with God, okay? Now, with that being said, can we be women of excellence if we don't demonstrate it? How many people, by a show of hands, okay, by a show of hands, how many people have heard, have said, or even think about this? I know I didn't do right, but God know my heart. I know I don't live right, but I'm still a Christian. Uh-oh. Now, does it not contradict the answers that we just gave?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Y'all, we're going to teach people. Let's be raw and real with it now. That's why it's Monday Night Raw. Because that sound good, We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. The kids see one thing at church, but they see another thing at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many people have heard or even have said, you know, well, I mean, God know my heart. I mean, I know I do wrong and I know I ain't right, but I know God, I know I'm going to heaven. Well, that would contradict our answer that we just gave to this question. In other words, then we would answer the question something like this. Can we be a woman of excellence if we don't demonstrate it? Of course we can. Because God know my heart. That would be the natural answer that we get on a day-to-day basis, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Come on. Y'all, how many of us really like judging ourselves?
That's right.
Mm-mm.
Now, how many of us are... Okay. Do you find yourself judging more others more so than you judge yourself?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Can you see the flaws in others more so than you can see the flaws in yourself?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Well, can we be a woman of excellence if we don't demonstrate it, was the question. We just said no. But yet we live a totally different lifestyle than the nope we just said. Because our lifestyle is that God knows my heart and it's all good. As long as I believe in God, I believe he's God, you know, because that's what the scriptures say. All we got to do is believe. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him shall have eternal. That's all I need. I believe in it. That contradicts the woman of excellence then. So in other words, I can live foolishly. I can live aimlessly. I can live vicariously. I can do whatever I want to do and don't have to demonstrate excellence, but he's still going to say, job well done.
Mr. Carr, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
So essentially, can you love someone without showing it?
Impossible.
That's where I'm coming from when I answered that question, because I don't think so either. Can you? Some people say, well, I don't tell you I love you, but you know it, you know, that kind of thing, you know. I may not show my affections for you, but you know I love you. I never understood
right.
that.
Right. Y'all get it? Good observation too, Mr. DJ. So can you be a woman of excellence and not demonstrated? Now that makes you dig deep in your memory bank, in your piggy bank. Now you got to evaluate yourself. Woman of excellence, you got to really evaluate yourself. Because a lot of times, you know, we say what we are when we're not. You know, this is a rule of thumb that I've learned a long time ago from one of my coaches in football in college. He said, when it's good or when it's bad. Never get too low when it's bad, but never get too high when it's good. In other words, stay humble the whole time.
That's right.
What happens is when we have our bad years, months, days, weeks, etc., we say, oh, but God got me. And then when we have a good one, see, so what he's saying, what the coach was saying, and it applies, really applies here, okay? When you're down in the dumps and you're sinning, don't beat yourself up. But when you're on your spiritual kick and you're doing good, don't lift yourself up. If you stay the same all the way throughout, what will happen is it will bridge the gap. And this is what America doesn't want right now, to demonstrate equality. This is what we don't want, because the rich want to stay rich no matter who suffers.
That's right.
Man, so, and as long as women of excellence, we say God know our heart, we don't matter who suffers in our verbal assault when it comes to judgment. In other words, we think that we're rich in God, so we're a woman of excellence, although we don't demonstrate it. We're a woman of excellence, although we don't demonstrate it, and we tear people down with our words, and they're the poor. Those are the ones that's going to hell, not me. Right? It has to be a demonstration. But see, a demonstration and an act are two totally different things. An act is something that you would do for a temporary period of time until your flesh tell you to stop because you listen to your flesh. See, a demonstration is driven by spirit. In other words, I don't even know why. I just do it because it's in me.
Right. Okay.
So when you're a woman of excellence, meaning you're a woman of God,
mm-hmm.
is exuding all throughout your pores, the demonstration is just it. Some people can't even lie good. You ask them a question that they know they're not supposed to tell you. That woman knows she's not supposed to tell DJ that. And she'll be like, man, she paused because she can't lie. Right? See, so when you're a woman of excellence, you demonstrate it because it's just in you. It's not forced. You don't have to see, you don't have to fake hug. Anybody, y'all ever notice how people fake hug you? Hey, how you doing? That fake stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, sir.
Do y'all get the vibe of it? Spirit to spirit.
Yes, sir.
Right? Do you see how somebody help you? Oh, I got you, DJ. The woman said, oh, I got DJ. I got you, baby. Anytime you need something. She know he don't need it right now. That's why she said, I got you. See, in other words, she's acting. She ain't demonstrating because the demonstration will actually follow through. That means, baby, when I said, I got you, what do you need? See, we act a role, people. We don't demonstrate it. We act a role.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that we're a woman of excellence by acting. Act like you got some sense. Why act like you got to have some sense when all you have to do is demonstrate it? It's no longer an act. See, people that act, they get paid to act, and that's why you see Oprah acting one way and Sister acting another way in this other movie. It's called acting. But when you demonstrate something, it's just who you are. It comes out. So when you're a woman of excellence, the demonstration is internally. It has to come out. See, when it's so powerful inside, it got to come out. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Because we tell people, I got you. I got you. A woman say, DJ, I got you. You know, you can have, look, mi casa su casa, up until DJ really need a casa, need a place to stay. They say, you don't have to go nowhere. It'll be all by Sunday.
Right.
Y'all understand what I'm saying, though?
Yes.
One is an act. Paul, I hope this question, this answer helps. One is an act and another is a demonstration. A demonstration, when you're demonstrating something, y'all, Lord have mercy. Thank you, God. When you're demonstrating something, look at the women of excellence. When you're demonstrating something, you don't mind taking person after person after person after person after person through it. In other words, when you work at Saks Fifth Avenue, a nice company, Coach store, the store is so nice, you don't mind taking customer after customer after customer after customer through, demonstrating to them what customer service is because the store is so nice. The display already nice. The boss made the display. All you're doing is demonstrating good customer service. But see, when you got to act, when you work at that store and you just saw a rat, you got to act like you didn't see it. Y'all don't want to hear the truth. See, a demonstration is something that is, we do it perpetually. We do it all the time, all the time, all the time, because it's in us. We do it so much that when we can guide somebody via phone about how to take somebody through the store, because you do it so much. When you do God so much, and you're a woman of excellence, you do it so much, you can guide somebody through prayer, by prayer. You can guide somebody just by touching their hands. See, what happens is, even by you touching their hands, women of excellence, your thought level, oh, it's on a whole nother level. In other words, you touch people, you say, God, heal them. You don't verbally say it, but you're a woman of excellence. You demonstrate it. What actually is, you touch them, they ain't even know why you touched them. But see, that's between you and God. See, that demonstration starts inwardly and extends outwardly. But do any of the women of excellence really do that? I'm asking. Do you do it? That's serious stuff. We so worried about, right, women? Everybody can't touch me. But see, why you worried about everybody not touching you? If you got God on you, shouldn't the power of God outweigh any demonic attack? Shouldn't you touch everybody?
Amen.
I'm asking if we can really talk about demonstrating something, right? A demonstration don't have to be physical. A demonstration can actually be me clearing the way for God to do him.
Right.
I don't think y'all heard me. What's more important, the faucet connection or the water that flows through it? Water. So all the good plumbing is going to make sure you have good connections. The rest is on the water company.
All right.
All a good demonstrator is going to make sure that I'm just in line to clear the way of the power to go forward. So it ain't about what I do, no way. It's about me making room for the demonstrator to do his job. And that proves that you're a woman of excellence. When you actually clear a way, see, we submit to God. See, don't make a woman of excellence about you. Don't make a man of excellence about you. See, it's all about God. As a woman of excellence, you setting the table before God. The demonstration is you serving and submitting to him, and watch the rest be excellent.
All right.
Y'all catching it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Did that help?
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
Deal. All right. We had any more email questions?
No, sir.
Okay, well, I got one. Let me conjure up a list of them. Okay? I'm going to start with you first, Miss Tiana. This is one of them DJ questions. Can you be a woman of excellence with bad credit? I ain't messing with women, though. We're going to do one of the men of excellence. I can say that. I'm asking now.
Can you be a woman of excellence with bad credit? I'm going to say yes, and here's why. Because that's the thing that you are, prayerfully, that's the thing you are working yourself out of, meaning that you are using the gifts and talents God has given you to come out of that so that that can be a testimony. We're told that a righteous man falls and gets back up, right? So if you are walking in righteousness in everything, this is your trip up. Fix it, get up, and correct it. It doesn't mean that this is the reason that you are not excellent.
Okay.
Because it's what's inside, right? What are you walking in? And if this is something in the natural that's got you held up, well, then catch on a bit and correct that matter. And don't allow that to be a part of you anymore.
But like you just said, it's what's on the inside, so which goes back to that other question. So like they used to say, are they beautiful on the inside? Well, when you going to flip them inside out? When is it going to be demonstrated on outward?
Right.
Y'all know that, I'm going to go to you next, Mr. DJ, but y'all know there's a thing called how can you be so spiritually high to where you know earthly good, right?
That's right.
You ever seen, you know, women of excellence, they say I'm a woman of excellence, and they so holy, boy, they cannot touch a deck of cards because they say God ain't going to have spades in heaven.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know I'm not right.
Oh, my goodness.
You're all right. Mr. DJ, they think I'm lying.
Oh, my gosh.
You got some people, I'm talking about a woman of excellence so high, spiritually high, if that TV channel is not on the Word Network,
that's
all
right.
Y'all going to hell. Look and be at BET.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all vexing my spirit. So, Mr. DJ, let's get back to the question. You be a woman of excellence with bad credit.
Well, technically, I would say no, because if you owe a man anything, you have bad credit, then you're out of whack with God. So that's you know, that's why I say no. You can't be a woman of excellence because that's not something that you're supposed to be doing. You said bad credit.
There's a difference between credit and bad credit. Bad credit means, ooh, you done, you know, let some stuff go, you know, beyond your control or what have you. That's why I would say no. But the world side, which is just an opinion, is, it's sad to say, and you may disagree, but the worth of a woman has gotten to be more than worth of most goods on this planet. Like, that's the ultimate bargaining tool, is that female. She's better than credit. I mean, you know, it's like, okay, well now. You know, have you ever gone into an auto parts store by yourself and then send your girl in there? If you send your woman in there, she's going to come out with 2, 3, 4, 5 parts for the same amount of money that it costs for that one part. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, the whole thing with credit and what we value of this world is just out of whack. You know, we do a lot, and when I say we, I'm talking about the majority of men. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, Christian men of excellence. We're talking in the natural now. So my spiritual side, I say no. My natural side, I say yes, because, like I said, the whole thing about credit and bargaining has been flip-flopped to where we don't even know our own worth when it comes to, you know, when it comes to the men. So, you know, a female could have, I mean, just how many times have you set up and said, man, I want to go see the new Transformers movie, but I don't have no money. I guess I won't be able to go, you know, and most females be like, well, I wonder who's going to take me. I mean, that's their biggest decision, not looking in the pocketbook for the money, but who's going to, you know, based on traditions and customs, they'll be like, oh, well, I wonder who's going to take me. You know, they don't worry about how much that stuff costs or none of that. So that's the only reason why I say it. You know, spiritually, yes. I mean, spiritually, no. I'm sorry. Spiritually, no. But in the carnal, you know, in the world, I say yes.
Okay. That's a loaded question, Miss Tiana, Mr. DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about women,
yes,
of excellence. Women of excellence. Can you be a woman of excellence with bad credit? That's loaded.
Yeah, they. Hey. Mm-hmm.
DJ said something. What'd you say?
I said, they don't worry about putting nothing in the collection plate. Not on that. They'll sit in church and borrow a dollar. Hey, let me get a dollar. And get it. Get more than it. Here go 5. You know, here you go. I'm just saying, they don't worry about no credit. You know, not no female too much more so than a guy. And call it, I don't know, that's just my opinion in the worldly sense, because most of the time we've been prepped to be a gentleman and do stuff for them. You know, so they've been treated like a princess pretty much most of their life, you know. But that's why when they meet a brother like me on a budget, it's kind of hard. It's just like, look, man, you know, I ain't got no Rolls Royce. Your daddy used to, you know, limousines. We got to kick it in the rabbit. You know, let's, come on.
The women of excellence about to turn to the women of execution.
That's exactly. Yeah. You know,
that opens up a whole different ball.
I don't know who Mr. DJ's meeting.
Hey. All right. Now, can you be a woman of excellence with bad credit? And so Mr. DJ hit something, though, on the head when he said owing people. The Bible says in Proverbs 22 and 7, it says the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to the lender.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you borrow, you become a slave to the lender, is what the Bible is saying. In other words, this is why we avoid phone calls. That a bill collector.
That's right.
Come on now, people. Real talk.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because in the natural sense, we would say, Mr. Carr, I will argue for days. And you're absolutely right. And I give you that. I wouldn't argue, though. But in the spiritual sense, can you argue the word of God? Can you be a woman of excellence? Huh? Yet we're not taking care of our natural business. Now, hold on before we get all in shambles. That don't mean that you're in a situation. That means you are proceeding in that same direction. In other words, we can be stuck in sin and in God. In other words, we're not waddling around. We're climbing out.
Right.
There's a difference. There's a difference between being in bad credit and still going in that direction and still conniving and everything, as opposed to having bad credit naturally, but fear God that I delivered you. But, you know, I'm just going to show you the process of getting out. A lot of times we do not like the process. We just want the prize at the end. We don't like the process. And this is why in athletics they say trust the process. In other words, the process may be, Mr. DJ, that, you know, this woman of excellence, Ms. Tiana, has bad credit, but Ms. Tiana knows that she's delivered. It just hadn't manifest naturally. But her spirit woman shows her the excellent route. That means she's paying them people back on time. She's not making excuses. And in a year or 2 months or 10 months or 5 months or 3 days, God is going to remove it.
Amen.
She will be debt free. Now, spiritually, she's debt free. Naturally, he has to show her something. So you can absolutely be a woman of excellence with bad credit if you're not still heading down the bad credit road. Because a lot of times we just flat out say, I ain't paying them back.
Right.
Yeah. People, can you be a woman of excellence if you're going to straight up, flat out tell them I'm not paying them back? Now, do fine. See, that's for the people who are the borrowers. How many people on this phone lending? You've gotten to the point so much where you say, if I can't give it in love, I ain't giving it because I don't expect people to give it no more. Give it back to me.
Wow.
So that means your expectations have lowered because people have just really trampled on your kindness for so long. So now put your place in the position of the lender. Now this is what your family thrives on, this business of you lending money and getting it back. They're called a B-A-N-K, bank. That's all a bank is. Y'all know that? They borrow against your money.
Yes, indeed.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
That's all a bank is. You say how they finance, because people like us keep going giving them our money, and while our money sits there, they encourage you to keep it there so they can borrow against it.
That's right. It's real.
They're not giving you a substantial amount of interest. The person who's borrowing your money is paying you that interest, whether you know it or not.
Yep.
Question for the women, Mr. Carr.
Yes, sir.
When a woman says that she's broke, that means she's down to her last $100, last $10, $20. When a man say he broke, he's broke. He ain't got nothing. Is that being a woman of excellence when you don't necessarily tell the whole thing?
DJ, you said they ain't revealing everything.
I'm just saying, bro. I mean, yeah, they don't, bro. You look like with your mama and your daddy. You know, your mama says, I'm broke. That means she down to her, you know, mama find money from somewhere. You know, she gonna be down to her last. When daddy say he broke, that's it. You just out of luck. I'm sorry. Seek money elsewhere, because it ain't here, you know.
Now, this is not gender wars. This is women of excellence call. Just let
y'all know. Right. Exactly.
Right? So, now, let me get back to the other one, Mr. DJ. That was a good, valid point.
Can I answer that, Mr. Carr? I would love to answer that. Mr. DJ, so in that instance, this is very interesting, but all I can think about is if I'm telling you I'm broke, that $100 or whatever it is I have, I've already got a plan for it. So anything extra beyond the plan, so whether that's to pay a bill, that's something else, I have foreplanned what is necessary for us to get to the next payday. So if I'm telling you that this is it, or else this stuff is not being taken care of.
Here we go. That's a good – thank you, Ms. Tiana. I didn't mean to cut you off, but watch this. When we say women of excellence, we're not talking about the natural woman. We're talking about the spiritual woman. Y'all know who the spiritual woman is? That's everybody on this side of heaven, men and women.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. We're God's bride. Now, Ms. Tiana just opened the door for this, women of excellence. So we're talking about everybody. Watch this.
That's right.
If I say I don't have it, I don't have it because I have things that I, you know, allocated to pay for.
Of course.
So in other words, when we get in church, people, women, us, men and women, and women, we get in church and we say, God, I don't have it, but God know my heart. So
right.
In other words, we got bad credit with God, and somebody might say, Mr. Carr, I beg to differ. God don't need money. It's not that he need money, just like you don't need, you know, you didn't need for that man to leave gas in your car because you have money in your pocket, but that's your husband. It's a thing called being considerate, and when you love somebody, it's demonstrated easily, consideration.
That's right.
Oh, so that means we ain't considerate with God, because what we'll do is we'll say, hold on, God, I'm not paying no tithes and offering because I got things to do, and you know that, God.
Right.
Or if God poured out his blessings like this one, this is an elephant in the room. This is typically about the time people start hanging up, because we start talking about T-I-T-H-E-S, tithes, and O-F-F-E-N-G-S.
Come on.
It's called tithes and offerings. Tithes is one thing. Lord have mercy. Offerings is something else.
That's right.
God is a sin. Offering, God said, according to what is placed upon your heart. Y'all see it? So can a woman be, can we be women of excellence with bad credit? How? Because God said, will you steal from you? Can a man rob God? Yes, we as women can rob God. How?
Mm-hmm.
Through our tithes and our offering.
All right.
Something, people? Watch this. Paying money, you'll watch this. Psalm 37:21. The Bible says, the wicked borrows but does not pay back. But the righteous is generous and gives. The wicked borrows but does not pay back.
Come on.
Borrow. How did you get the job? Through a talent. Who gave you the talent? God. So you borrow the talent because it's not yours. And he said, give me 10%. And we know.
Nope.
That's right.
Come on.
Pay God back. But we say we walk around here as both men and women. We women of excellence. We're God's bride. He loves me. Yes, he does. But love, who said that? What does love got to do with it? Because that don't mean that he can be with you. I think we miss it as women of excellence. We think that love covers a multitude of sin. Yes, it does. It covers a multitude of sin. Yes, it does. But here's the thing. God loves covers your sin. What does your love do? Or do you have it?
Okay.
Because if we possess it, watch this now, women of excellence. If we possess love, the Bible says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. In other words, we demonstrate it. So when we have love in us, it's a demonstration. See, it takes love and love to be together. It can't just be God loving you and you not loving him. In other words, anybody on this phone, women of excellence, have you ever loved somebody and they ain't love you? Are you still with that person? And if so, are you crazy? Exactly. See, I thought it was going to get quiet like that. So if that's between you and a natural man, what about God and a spiritual woman? Us.
That's right.
Y'all see it now?
Yes, sir.
See it now?
That's right.
As a matter of fact, y'all, can I push another button right quick? Watch this, Miss Tiana, Mr. DJ. We always say, I don't want to get married until my credit's straight. I'm glad we're keeping that. Can we marry God with bad credit?
Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
As a matter of fact, let me go a step further because I know we got some mamas on the phone. And mama say, y'all know what mama say, how's credit look? Oh, they know somebody say, who told them all our secrets? 99.9% of church women. Y'all ain't fooling with nobody with bad credit. Y'all can play that game all. You talking about you can be holy, but baby, highest credit look, baby. I'm just saying. Come on. How excellent is he as a man who he a great man in God, the homeboy got bad credit? You gonna play with him? Hold on. Let me say it again. You gonna play with him? Mr. Carr, he got to at least be trying. That's what I was just saying. So it's not the fact that you have bad credit or you're trying to get out of it.
Correct.
Yeah. And make sure his credit right with God. That have good credit on. Make sure his credit right with God, more importantly. You know, bad credit on earth, but good.
There you go.
Which begs the question, can you have bad credit on earth but good credit with God?
There you go. Romans 13:7. Pay to all what is owed to them. Pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed. Revenue to whom revenue is owed. Respect to whom respect is owed. Honor to whom honor is owed. See, bad credit don't have nothing to do, not necessarily just with dollars and cents. Look at Romans 13:7. It says, pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes, revenue, respect, and honor. Hold on. And then in Proverbs, he went on to say, I'm sorry, Romans 13:8, the next verse, he said, owe no man nothing but to love him.
To love him. Love him, love him. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, indeed.
So you mean to tell me, can a woman be, can you be a woman of excellence with bad credit? Absolutely not. Because God said, pay to who is owed. Not just money, but revenue. Not just revenue, but respect. Not just respect, but honor. Not just honor, but love. Who do I owe love to? Those who love me, those who respect me, those, if they love me and I'm going to love them back, if they honor me, that ain't good credit. See, that's just you using a credit card. In other words, you got to pay that back. But see, good credit comes by way of debit. That means if it ain't in my account, I ain't getting it. Y'all catching this yet? In other words, listen to this, Mr. DJ, Women of Excellence. I'm talking to everybody. In other words, when we are women of excellence, what happens is we love everybody because the Bible tells us to do. He says, owe no man nothing but, when he says but, to love them. He said, owe nobody nothing but to love them. Don't you know love is also honor? Respect. I respect people who respect me. Anybody ever uttered those words? You know that means you got bad credit now? See, we have manipulated scripture. I just told this to Ms. Shabri. Women of Excellence, this is a SMB Monday Night Raw, right? I just told this to Ms. Shabri. I said, Ms. Shabri, we manipulate the scriptures. Because she was teaching me some stuff. I said, we have manipulated the scripture. See, I like to have these little spiritual sparring matches, not to where we're beating each other up, but we're making each other better. See, so when they come on the phone, this is natural, people. We do this all day. All right? So what happens is, if people have manipulated the scriptures, Mr. DJ, and this one of the scriptures we manipulate when it says, y'all listen to this now, women of excellence. One of the most important, one of the very, very important scriptures that we have manipulated. It says, do unto others as you have them do unto you. Y'all know we have manipulated that and took it as, if they don't treat me good, I ain't going to treat them good.
That's right.
Come on.
Scripture did you not understand? In other words, we find ourselves in debt. Our credit bad because God said, owe no man nothing but love. That means you owe people love whether you want to give it to them or not. You owe them that, but they don't deserve it. He didn't tell you what they deserve because you didn't deserve it either.
Yes.
But he said, you owe them. Why do you owe people love? Because the gift is not for you. It's for God. And if you don't give God back his return, who is his collector? Ding, ding, ding. The collector is people on earth. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
The collection agency that you like to hang up on and that you avoid on the natural phone, you also avoid in the natural life. Guess who collects God love? Guess who the collection agency is? The people that you despise. You know, your ex-boyfriend. You know the boss that was racist. Yeah, you know your sister that you can't get along with. Even your daddy. Or your kids, you married with them. You know them type of people, your ex-husband, your ex-wife, women of excellence. You owe them people. They are the collection agency. You can't tell God who to send to collect it. Can you? He he sent you. So how can you tell him who else to send? Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
So when he say, owe no man nothing but to love him, that means in order for us to be women of excellence, both men and women, we have to have good credit. In other words, pay God what is just due to them through the people he sent that walks through your life daily. You owe everybody love, whether you want to or not. Now, you don't have to. If you don't pay them love, that means God is not your master because you become a slave to who you're indebted to. Now, if you say you're indebted to God, that means if you owe God something, you're going to give God what he wants, not what you want him with.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen.
Ain't that something anybody watch Judge Judy and Judge Joe Brown? How can you go to court owing Mr. DJ owe Miss Candy and Tiana money, and he come to me talking about, Mr. Carr, I'm just going to give him $10 a piece. I don't care. Don't even talk to me. I don't have nothing to do with them, DJ. Now, he know he owed him $300. Talking about, I'm going to give him what I want him with. That's a bold somebody. But if he bold, how bold are we to God? God, I'm going to give them what I want them with. They act nasty to me, I'm going to give them nasty back. You're giving people what you want to give them as opposed to what God told you to give them.
That's right.
That means our credit bad.
Mm.
That means we borrowed for God, from God. Yes, yeah, yeah. This is a whole other message. We borrowed from God, women of excellence. And we say, God, I borrowed, but I ain't paying you back nothing. Because if this life that we have is not our own, how can you tell the one who lent it to Lord have mercy, who lent it to you, what you going to do with it?
Right.
Come on.
Huh? These calls still getting a little too deep, you know, because when they start getting deep, you know, people, you know, that's when callers start pulling back. I ain't expected to go that deep. The ones who on the phone, you're blessed. I'm telling you why. Because you're a woman of excellence. Because if nothing more, you're receiving it in your cerebellum. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That means initially we receive by our ears, and then it filters into our heart until our body responds to what we have just ingested. It's all in your bloodstream now. Excellence. No bad credit. Because we pay God what we owe God. All right. All right. Any other email questions? We good on those?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ. You want to pray for us, please?
Sure. Bow your heads. Father, thank you for bringing us together again on one accord. Father, bless us. Help something said. Will stick with us and shine. Let our inner light shine. Let us be excellent women and men of you, Father. Turn us down and turn you up. I pray for traveling grace and mercy for those of us that are traveling, and help us to stay on the road, the paved road. That's the one that leads to you, Father. We ask these blessings in your name, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all have a great night, and we will catch y'all on Wednesday for Bible study.
All right.
All right. Good night.
Good night.